After a decade of growth, the number of federal employees has begun a slight decline. Now, new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows 63,000 fewer feds on the government's payroll today than there were there a year ago. So what does this mean for agencies as they try to complete their missions? Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler, has some insight.
The phrase doing more with less gets thrown around a lot in government. We hear this all the time. We've been hearing it for years, especially as we've gone through tight budget times. But have we reached a point where that phrase is no longer accurate to use? That's the question. You know, is less with less the new mantra that government agencies and government leaders really have to live by now just because of the pressures that they're under? So Francis Rose, a host of In-Depth here on Federal News Radio, spoke about this recently with Bob Tobias of American University. You know, Bob has worked in multiple administrations on multiple different boards, so he really understands this stuff from the inside. And what he told Francis is that agencies can no longer be expected to perform at comparable levels with fewer resources.
They can't stretch themselves. The business processes have been looked at. Efficiencies have been looked at. Now the time is, I can't stretch these people more. What can I cut?
So, Emily, Tom, the question that I have for you guys this morning is, you know, what are the effects of stretching people, both on programs and projects at agencies, but also on the people themselves?
You want me to draw on personal experience?
Yeah, sure.
We've all been there, right?
Fantasies of planning a vacation someplace where there is an ocean and a beautiful sunset. I mean, it is true. I mean, people can only be pushed so far, I think, before you just don't have that creative juice and that that motivation.
Or I think you could be working in an impossible system and try to fake it. I mean, this is probably partly what might be going on at VA when there was a metric that could not apparently be met with what tools and resources they had available, so they pretended they were making it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different effects on people, one of them being, Emily, kind of what you were getting at, morale. You know, you get to a point maybe where you're being asked to do more and more and more and more, and then you reach that breaking point where you say, I can't do more. I'm willing, you know, look, I've bought into the system. I've bought into the mission. I really want to help here. But I'm stretched to my breaking point. And then what do you do at that point? Hey, maybe it makes it a little bit easier as a new job offer comes along for you to jump. And I think that that might be something that the federal government has to think about, or agency managers should be thinking about. I mean, we're seeing people, as we talked about, leave government, 63,000 less government employees this year as compared to last. And you know, why are those people leaving? Is it retirement? Is it because they found a better opportunity? Is it because they can't put up with the stresses anymore? And of course, the other part of this is that apparently those roles aren't being filled when people leave, if there's 63,000 less jobs in the government.
And just to be clear, that is 63,000 full-time civilian jobs?
Good question. I'd have to double-check that number for you, Emily, but I'm pretty sure that is the case. These are numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the most recent numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Julia Ziegler is Federal News Radio's web manager. And I guess I've been following this for so many years in different industries and the idea of doing more with less. And, you know, that's really a concept that applies to resources where, because of the learning curve, because of improved manufacturing processes or logistics processes, you can get more out of the same inputs. But, you know, for human beings, I don't think that really works. I mean, to get more out of less, I think you have to supply them with tools that make them more productive. But just to cut the money without the tools, it's a ridiculous notion, really.
Yeah. And then the other side of this, of course, is the cuts on the projects and programs out there. And what does this mean for government agencies? And, you know, Bob Tobias also said that, you know, these cuts are going to have to they're going to come with some risks, right? And he points out that government heads of government agencies are going to have to start going to Congress and being more vocal about what these cuts actually mean and telling Congress, hey, here's the choice you have. Either give me more money for this program that you say you want, or I'm going to have to cut it. He points to IRS Commissioner John Koskinen, who came out earlier this year and said the agency wouldn't be able to answer, you know, up to 20 million taxpayer phone calls this year because of cuts to the agency's budget.
But I think the commissioner of IRS is setting the standard here by saying, I'm going to do what is required by statute, but the other stuff I'm going to cut because I don't have funding. Now, if you want to give me the funding, I'll be happy to perform, but I don't have the funding, I won't perform.
I guess you could say that as a new appointee. You have a certain amount of running room before they start hitting the same molasses morass that everybody else hits.
Well, that's exactly right. But also, you know, what happens if you do speak up? Are you just another person that's, someone from the administration that's complaining and, oh, of course, you know, wouldn't everyone like to be able to have more people and do more and more and more? And at what point does it just become, you know, white noise?
Well, there was another fact point also in the last few days on this whole issue, and that is the Senate Standing Committee on Aging did some research and found that the Social Security Administration, as the baby boomers are starting to really hit retirement in large numbers, they closed 64 offices, including one in Richmond, Virginia, and also they have shed 11,000 people over the last 5 years.
And that's due to budget cuts.
Well, yeah, and so here's the Senate looking at this and saying, oh, my goodness, it's like someone who torches their house and says, look at these terrible ashes.
Well, and not only that, but what's the average age in the Senate? This hits home.
That's right.